Every now and then, I would remember about the assignment for the year, compliments for classmates, and turn to that page in my notebook. So far, I had thought up compliments for 6 people, including Alice. For Alice, I put down, important. I'm not sure I'd call that a compliment, my mother said. Alice would, I told her. Actually, Alice would probably consider it just a natural fact. Like the earth is round, the sky is blue. Alice Wendelken is important. Alice began being important right away in the first grade because she was the only first grade kid who had ever been inside the teacher's room. So whenever something had to be delivered there, Alice got to deliver it. I have a note to go to the teacher's room, our teacher would say. Way up on the 3rd floor. So, Alice, I'll ask you to be my messenger since you know exactly where it is. Then Alice would stand up and straighten her dress and pat her hair and carry the note in both hands out in front of her as if it was news from God. Most of all, she would never tell what was in the room. Whenever the teachers didn't have anything else to do, they went and hid in the teacher's room. But nobody else ever got in there. You couldn't see in, either, because the door was wood and frosted glass, almost to the top. Boomer Malone once got Charlie to climb on his shoulders and look in, but all Charlie could see was a sign that said, "Thank God it's Friday," and another sign that said, "Thank God it's June." This got spread around school, and kids went home and told about the swear words in the teacher's room, so after that, they put up a curtain and nobody could see anything. There isn't anything to see, my mother said. Just some chairs and tables and a sofa and a big coffee pot and a little refrigerator.